Tony, I'm doing great right now. I just received an order. I bought new bathing suits and they just came literally this morning and I tried them on.
You sent me a Snapchat of them
Yeah.
in your
Yeah,
legs
it
this
looks pretty
morning. It
good.
was the first thing I saw when I woke
Yeah, it
up.
looks pretty good, right? I'm just you were the one who said, remember you went viral for this on Twitter saying we need short shorts. Men need short shorts. So I got those 5.5 inch inseams, baby. My thighs
That's
are
good.
looking tight and I'm ready for a very slutty, sloppy boy summer. Like that's what I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be everywhere.
I feel like it's got to be slutty or sloppy. You can't be both,
Why
right?
can't it be
Both is too
both?
many things. I don't know. I'm a one thing type of guy.
Yeah, you're leaning pretty heavy into the sloppy right now. You have tomato, you got
Yeah.
tomato soup all over your shirt.
Well, I gotta have my classic breakfast.
Right, your breakfast of tomato soup.
Tomato soup and a big hot
Big
coffee.
hot coffee. And most of that coffee you can see also on the shirt right now. Has being sick affected your ability to be sloppy at all, or do you
It's affected my ability to do improv, which we'll see later.
Okay. Great. Inspiring a lot of confidence for this episode. Okay. Hey everyone, welcome to Pasta Party and Improv and Conversation Podcast. I'm your host, Elliot Bromberg, of course, here with my sloppy boy co-host, Tony Ferraro. And we have a great guest today, a return guest to the podcast. They are a writer and comedian based out in LA. Please welcome back to the podcast, Yamini Nabimadom. Hey, Yamini.
Hi.
Hi, Yamini.
Welcome, welcome. Where do you land on the sloppy boy summer take? Can you be both, you think?
Yeah, I think you
And I
can
don't.
definitely be sloppy and slutty personally. I think that you don't have to be both if you don't want to be, but I think you can be both.
Are you doing anything to prepare for? I feel like now that it's April, like I'm suddenly like it's right there. Like we're so close. It's finally starting to get sunny out, and I'm just like looking forward for the summer months. Are you doing
I'll be
anything?
honest, I went to the beach last weekend,
Okay, yeah, you're in LA.
but
Just rub
so LA.
rub it in.
I mean, I just got a dog, adopted a dog, and I took him to the
Yes.
beach
Oh, I
and
forgot to introduce you as a
oh,
dog mommy. That's what
it's
we went over this
okay.
right before.
Right.
She said not to
Yeah.
say it.
This make me think also, like, if I ever have a kid, I don't think I want it to call me mommy. Like, that just feels a little bit weird. It, I mean, I don't know. I don't
What
know.
would you like your kid to
I don't
call you? Just
know.
mom?
I don't
Do
know.
you
First names only.
Like, I'm like,
Mom, your
yams.
kid.
Yams is
Sorry.
home. Yams. Hey, yams, get you to
I always thought that was weird. I did have like friends in high school who like referred to their mothers by their first name. And
Yeah.
I always thought that was just like a little bit
A little
off.
off, yeah. I feel like everyone I knew who did that like did not have a good relationship with their parent. Like it was always like kind of adversarial. Like Kim told me blah blah blah. I was like, oh.
Yeah, like they definitely hated their moms.
They hated their moms, or it was like there was a bad family function and like the mom was trying super hard to be like the cooler parent, right? And being like, I don't do titles. You can do what you want. Like we're friends. It's like, but you're not friends.
See, what I do
Well,
think though is that
yeah.
like I would be fine with my kids' friends calling me by my first name. I think that like personally my mom in like Indian communities, it's really common to call someone like Auntie blank. And so they would always call my mom Auntie Rajni and she hated it so much. Like it makes me feel so old and like I'm not your aunt, whatever. She'd be like, just call me Rajni. And then these kids were like they were like having a moral crisis. They're like, I'm not supposed to call you that. And she was like, just call me that, just call me that. And then my white friends would just call her that, and she'd be like, yeah, that's what I asked you to do, and you did it. So,
Good job, white
All
people.
right, let's chalk that up as another win for the whites. All right,
Yes.
Tony's high-fiving
Yay,
across the
white people.
camera. Oh, yeah, improv conversation and white person validation podcast.
All
That's what
improv
we
is
do.
just white people validation, I feel like.
True,
Yeah.
correct. I feel like in Italian communities, whenever a mom would be like to the friends, like, hey, call me by my first name, that means like they were divorced and like open for business.
Open for business. Damn.
I don't like the implication.
Yeah. Let me grind the conversation to a halt.
Well, Tony said he liked mommy earlier, so he's probably very excited when these.
Yeah, interesting. His mom is also.
I loved calling someone Deborah.
Yeah, and does your mom do that? Because I know you.
Oh, yeah.
Had a show. Oh, yeah. Where you kept mentioning how your mom was single, and I was under the impression that she hated that.
When did I do that?
You told me multiple.
Every show?
Every show. You're like, my single available mom is going to be at it. Come through. And,
oh, yeah. Because
you pack out Friend Island.
Yeah, because my mom.
Right. And
I put her in the front row.
Right. Yeah. And it's a lot
I have
of.
I'm a MILF mom, so that's.
Maybe our moms could be friends.
Maybe your moms could get together. I don't know. That's just a thought.
I'm still married to her husband. My father.
Her husband, my father.
Well, I think it was an important clarification.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are your parents open maybe to a third? Are they looking for like kind of a spicy Italian meatball to add to their life?
Well, my brother is about to go to college.
My mom.
Your mom, yeah.
My brother's about to go to college, okay. So they're going to be empty nesters. So I feel like if any time was the time, it's now, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. What college is your brother going
he's
to?
Still deciding. He's actually to look at schools right now. He's deciding between University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and UCSB. To me, there's an obvious choice, but
which one?
What? UCSB.
Illinois. Okay, because to me, I was like, yeah, he should go to Illinois.
It's just so cold and like.
Oh, Santa Barbara.
Yeah. On the beach, baby.
That's right. I have Google. I'm allowed on Google.
Yeah. It's also in state, and like, I guess maybe he wants to get out, but it's far enough from my parents that he doesn't have to go home all the time, but it's like close enough that he's like, can go home whenever he wants. And it's cheaper.
I mean, and you don't have the type of parents.
And it's cheaper? Oh, you got to do that. Go to California.
You don't have the type of parents that were like, oh, I'm going to go visit you every weekend at college. Because I only went an hour away from my home. And my parents were like, there's no shot.
Yeah.
We are not driving from Baltimore to College Park, Maryland. Like, we will never, ever do that.
I also live an hour from my parents now, and they would never come here. They're always like, you come home, you come home, you come home. But they do not care to visit me. But they always want me to come back. So it's like my
job. I go back. I'm in D.C. I go back to Baltimore pretty frequently. My parents have seen me do one comedy show 3 years ago almost.
Did they like it? Did they like
I don't
it?
Know.
Did they heckle you?
Well, no, they saw one. Me, they never came back. So
they didn't. Yeah. They didn't stay through the end of the show because my dad got too tired. But also, it wasn't a good. They stayed through my set. They stayed through
that
my
sucks.
Set.
That sucks. Okay, sure.
But it was like not a good show. It was like 2 months into comedy, and it wasn't a good show. And there was like a super racist dude on the lineup who went right in front of me. So like, it's a whole thing.
I have I have two roommates. One of them also does comedy, and one does not. And when we first
who are your roommates?
Moved here, Xavier Phillips and Joseph.
Oh,
Phillips.
He just hit. He's the one who he hit me up on. He was just in D.C.
Yeah, he was. He. I think he still is.
Oh, brag.
He's met Alani. He's been meeting a lot of people, and people on Twitter keep being like, "I just met your roommate." So he and I both do comedy, and our other roommate does not. And when we first.
And what's their name? What's your name? Joseph. What's your other Joseph, you're a loser.
Yeah, he's also Canadian, so double loser.
Oh my god, disgusting.
That's cool. I think it is. No, it's coming back around.
He's from French Canada, so I think it's like that's a little bit more teasable. Mm-hmm. You know, like I think Canada's back, but being French is not back.
Canada's back.
Was Canada out?
I think
they were a punching bag for like cheap jokes for years.
Pre-Trump Canada was out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now Canada's back in, but I don't think being French is back in yet. So.
What about being Italian? Is that it?
I think being Italian is the moment. I think that there's a lot of Italian appropriation. How do you feel about House of Gucci?
I've never seen it, but I've heard it was insanely bad and the accents were crazy.
Did you watch it? I love Lady Gaga, so I was excited to watch it. I also really like Adam Driver.
So hot, right? Adam Driver, what a hunk.
Yeah, the two of them, there's a sex scene between them in the movie. I think that was like the highlight of the movie, really? And I think that that could have been it.
How long?
A couple minutes, maybe.
That's pretty long. That's pretty good.
She like...
In my pilot, I have a full act sex scene, all of act two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think all sex scenes should be real time.
Yeah. They should like about pause.
Two, 3 minutes, right?
They should like get up for water, come back, like struggle getting it in and out, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
I kind of want there to be like a 15-20 seconds, like, does this feel good?
Yeah.
Is this good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this working for you?
Yeah. But so House of Gucci was horrible. Yes. It was like 3 hours long, which personally I'm like kind of a movie hater already. I think that movies, they are really full of themselves thinking that they can be that long.
I completely agree. A movie should be 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think 90 minutes tops. You know?
I don't know what happened. Yeah. I feel like in the early 2000s and before that, like especially comedies, like they nailed it. They're like, no movie's gonna be more than 90 minutes. There doesn't need to be much of a plot. Like, you just need big points. Yeah. And, like, now they're just so long. Like, I just saw the Batman movie. It's 3 hours long.
I heard.
Didn't need to be 3 hours long.
I
didn't
watch it, but I heard it was... My friends went to see it, and I was like, can we make dinner plans? They went to go see it at, like, 3. They're like, I don't think we'll be around for dinner until, like, 8. I was like, what?
It's a movie.
But House of Gucci, so long. I was sitting there, like, I needed to pee so bad, and I was, like, waiting for it to end. And I felt disappointed because I love Lady Gaga and I dragged all these people to come see it. And I felt like upset that she had conned me into thinking this was going to be good. And also, like, I think that my biggest issue with the movie was not really the actors or anything like that. It was just that, like, what was it about? I have no clue. It was took place over 20 years and there was like no perspective. There's like no point to the story. It was just like showing random events as they happened. And then also, yeah, none of the accents were the same. I think Lady Gaga's was most captivating when she did a Russian accent. So I'm excited to see her playing a Russian character in the future.
She's gonna be so Italian.
Even though she is Italian, so that's funny.
She's gonna play a Russian character next, and it's gonna go full Mario with the accent.
When she
it's
a me.
It's the Mother Russia.
She jumps down a giant green pipe.
Yeah.
People asked me when it didn't get nominated for like any Oscars how I felt, and I was like, it's okay, because I didn't like, I was like, if they did, that would like be the Oscars has had a rough history, and it nominating House of Gucci for any awards besides would
I thought we weren't gonna talk about it. Come on.
You know, but Lady Gaga already has her Oscar, so EGOT. She has the O. I'm not worried. But what I was going to say before all of this was that my French Canadian roommate, who isn't a comedian, would come to our shows. And at a certain point, he was like, I need 3 months off. Like, I can't go to any more of these shows where I have to like verbally tell the comedians to stop being racist towards you as an audience member. And I was like, fair. But now I think we finally reached the point where he does not have to attend shows like that anymore. But
are comics being like racist to you at shows? Does that keep happening?
Like I was on a show and then the guy after me goes like, he like points to me and my friend. He's like, are you two together? And I was like, no. And he goes, oh, good. Because I think like Indian women are really sexy or whatever. Like, and then Joseph, he goes, no. He's like, no, stop, no. And so
yeah, you know. It's not gross.
Like it's like racially fetishizing, which is still racist. But in like a cuter packaging,
I like how you typed a little bow. Yeah, good mind work.
Oh, it is an improv podcast, so we got to get some object work in somehow. Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah,
no.
I did try to make a couple kiss at the show I hosted last night. I was so close.
Did it work?
No, it didn't.
Oh, you were close.
It didn't work.
How were you close?
I was like, oh, there's a whole thing. And I was like, call your girlfriend hot. I was like, look at him. He was like, say, babe, you're so hot right now. He was like, babe, you're so hot right now. I was like, all right, now kiss. And then he like looked at me and looked at her. And then I was like, and I was like, ah, I almost got it.
So you didn't have much material.
Huh? No. Well, it's fun because then I'm like,
he's working I almost got,
and then I got right off. I got right off stage after that. No, I have a little fun joke where I call myself DC's creepiest comic after I almost get couples
that
to
is
kiss.
Fun.
And it works. It's not working right now in conversation.
You said that to Yamini and no reaction.
Yeah. I gotta. She like looked around for help. I was like, I promise you, it works in the context of a room of me telling jokes and you understanding my set.
Okay, I'm gonna call up some people in DC and conduct some checks on you.
Who are you gonna call up? You know me and Alani.
I know Alani.
You don't know who I know.
Okay.
Yeah, Yamini's very well connected.
All right. Well,
I'm gonna do my research.
I know the president.
Too.
You don't know the president?
She knows the president.
You're gonna call up Joe Biden and be like, "Hey, there's this guy, and I need you to go check on the bar shows he's doing."
Hey, I heard he smoked weed once. Can you give me a full background?
No.
Lock him up.
No.
Lock him up. His emails. Right.
All right, great. I do want to circle back to the Lady Gaga thing.
What?
No, I just think it's pretty cool how you can reach a certain level of famous as an entertainer and take on a role that you are just like fully like, can you do an Italian accent? No. All right, well, you're in the movie anyway. Like, I think that's a really cool niche and a lack of self-awareness on actors' parts. Just be like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go for this role right
now. I think
now, though,
it's like, so calm. Like, Nicole Kidman has never done an accent correctly in her life, but we eat her up, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I can name a single Nicole Kidman movie.
I can't either.
I feel like she's like more of a TV girly to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going back on Google.
Couldn't name a single TV show either. I'm like very pop culturally illiterate, so I don't like.
Okay,
what?
Well, I've seen her in like 5 TV shows in the last year. I feel like she, and
Tony,
you haven't seen her in that AMC ad?
Okay. I have seen that.
Feels good in a place like this.
The AMC ad.
Good line read.
Is it the one where they all get like Coca Colas before the movie and then like it's like magic?
No, but you know? This is what they replaced it with. It's Nicole Kidman sitting down in an empty theater watching all kinds of movies, looking on in awe, being like. Movies, it's amazing. And the iconic line from it is she eats popcorn and she sips a drink and she goes, even heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Wow. That's
you haven't
and
seen
they pan
no.
to La La Land on the screen.
No, I haven't seen it at all. No. I'll be honest, if you showed me a picture of Nicole Kidman right now, I'd be like, I don't know who that is.
You would know her. I just looked her up, and even I.
Okay. I just looked her up.
That's crazy.
So.
This is crazy. I feel like I'm living in a Nicole Kidman moment right now.
So. Yeah, but we only know like two things, me and Elliot. We know improv and the
and
Mets.
2014 New York Knicks references.
Yeah,
I don't know any of that stuff. So.
Oh, you don't want to talk about the.
So let's talk.
You want to talk about the Carmelo Anthony trade? How do you think Carmelo Anthony joining the Knicks changed the trajectory
let's
of the franchise?
Let's not do this. Let's not. Do
Did
this.
Phil Jackson make the team worse or better?
You're bombing, Elliot.
Know your audience.
Was Steve Novak the? Was he? Did he kind of usher in the 3-point era?
Is he BJ's uncle?
Mm-hmm. He is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He wrote for the.
Oh. Love his work.
Okay. All right. Hey, I think we can just go ahead and do some improv. How does that cool. sound to everyone?
Let's do it.
All right.
If you think I remember a single detail from this conversation,
okay, wait. Also, can I ask a final question? Do you think that Peter Novak is the father of Mindy Kaling's child? Yes or no?
Okay, this is out of my knowledge zone, but I'm going to blindly say yes.
I'm going to say no to be the voice of disagreement here. because all good talk show formats take both sides. Gotcha. Does Mindy Kaling have a child where people don't know who the father is?
Two. Yeah.
Why do you think it's BJ Novak? She's
always with him. Like, they always post together. The kid is, like, always around him. And I feel like if he's not the like, biological father, I feel like he's taken the place of, like, a father figure at the least.
I'm gonna look up pictures of these children.
Isn't she always with Ike Barinholtz too? Could it be him?
I don't know. The kid is, you know, I don't know. This is a dynamic duo.
Neither of the kids look like BJ Novak, but who is the father of? Okay, it says one person, the father of Mindy Kaling's son is Avu. I don't know if I'm saying this last name correctly. Chocolingam?
Chocolingam? No, that's Mindy Kaling's last name.
Oh, that's Mindy Kaling's. That's Mindy Kaling's actual dad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. What are you looking up, Elliot?
The father of her baby is her father.
Wow, what a twist. Martha, Jennifer, I've called you both here today because you are... I don't know who the mother of my son is, but I know it's one of you.
Wow. This male pregnancy thing really makes things complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess this is my... Jennifer, nice to meet you. I'm Martha. I didn't realize when...
Nice to meet you, Martha.
I guess, Greg, when we did this procedure, I thought... I didn't realize you asked someone else at the same time, and what happened, there was a mix-up. They don't know whose egg they transplanted into you. I'm a little...
Well, what happened is I asked a bunch of people expecting to get a lot of no's, and that is what happened, and then both of you texted back yes at the same time, and I didn't know if it was gonna work, so I just said, yeah, let's do it, let's move forward with both of you, and now I don't know who the mother is. Also, what do you guys want? The taquitos here are really good. I know they have a pretty wide menu, so let's order first.
I think I'll have the cheese enchiladas.
Okay, yeah, I'll just write that down. I'm sorry. And next time I come over, place the order and then have the conversation after I leave, because I'm a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah. So we'll get the...
It was bad timing. We'll get... As soon as I started my spiel, you gave up.
Well, I said, would you like anything? And then you just went right into it. So, all right, we'll get an order of the cheese enchiladas. And then you, ma'am, what would you like? Yeah, I'll just get the black bean. I'll get the black bean a soup. Okay, just the black bean soup. And you, sir.
Can I get the kimchi fried rice?
Yeah, we're Mexican Korean fusion restaurants. So yeah, you can get.
Yeah, it's, I love
you
this.
You can get the kimchi fried rice. And are we doing drinks as a table? I get around.
Oh well, not me. I'm actually pregnant.
Right.
Would you believe that?
I
first man to be pregnant. Would you believe
I
that?
I saw about you on Access Hollywood. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So for the ladies, anything to drink? We do have happy hour margaritas right now. Yeah, I could go for a margarita. I think I'm going to need one after this conversation.
yeah, I'll get one too. I'll get the guava flavor.
Guava margarita?
I'll take one too, just to hold. I won't drink it, but I want to be involved.
You've been involved enough, I think.
I think we're just going to do just two right. margaritas. I can't get a trouble.
Okay, waiter.
It's
never had a waiter say no before.
I mean, it's just policy. It's policy. I can't serve someone who told me they're pregnant. That's just okay. Kind of staff policy. All right, and I'm going to go put this in, and I'll be back.
I'll take an O'Doul's then.
Sure. Yeah, we have O'Doul's here. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We have O'Doul's, and we have Heineken Zero, if that's what you're...
No, I'll take
okay,
the O'Doul's.
Okay, you got the O'Doul's. All right.
Wow, really nice waiter.
Yeah, we should tip him well.
Yeah.
We should tip him
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What were we talking about?
You're not sure which one of us is the mother? I don't even understand what happened. Yeah. I told you that it was my dream to be a mother. And so when you texted me,
it was mine.
I was like, I'm all in. I'm 100% there. I want to be there for the baby. And now I'm finding out there's a third person. I don't... Greg, it's... that's hurtful to me. Like,
this you really put the two of us in a weird position, and now you're just bringing us to Lopez Chang's Korean Mexican fusion and springing this on us.
Well, it wasn't so much to spring it on you. It was to say, like, maybe we can raise this baby together. Or, like, if somebody wants to bail, they can. Or if somebody knows who the mother is. I keep saying father. I can't get used to this reverse gentry thing.
Well, you gotta get used to it.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm not... I will say I come from a pretty traditional Italian home. So I'm not... I'm pretty open, I guess, to having lots of people coming in and out of reason. The child.
You're open for business.
I'm open for business. I mean, my mother was open for business. My mother's mother was open for business.
I'm not like that. You know, I grew up in a very French-Canadian home. And
oh, wow. That's cool again.
Yeah. Some would say we're bringing it back.
You're bringing it back. Cool.
Yeah. I know that's why you asked me.
What if we do this? Maybe it doesn't matter who the mother actually is. Maybe it's just, Greg, who do you want to raise your child? You know, me or Jennifer is.
Well, before I even answer that, I just want to let you guys know that it's three sets of twins in there.
It's three sets of twins? Who is this quack doctor that...
Greg, you're going to die.
What is it? Who is this quack...
I'm not going to
die. Is there a quack doctor out there who impregnated you?
I've been reading all the books.
Greg.
To be honest, you know what? I'll come clean. I did a home procedure.
You did a home procedure?
Yeah. I went to med school.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
Greg. Three sets of twins. I don't think you're going to make
it
out.
That's too many kids. You're going to...
You know when they breed dogs, the one who gives birth always has to be the big one?
Greg, you're so small. You're 5'3".
You're so small. And me and Martha, we're both above 6 feet.
We're both 6'3". We were...
if you wanted both of our children, you could have just had them the normal way.
Yeah, you can.
No, I you know what? I think I've got a wide enough hole where
a wide enough hole.
No, I don't think you do at all, Greg. It's not wide enough. You have trouble pooping normally. How are you gonna pop out six kids?
Oh, male pregnancy, they come out the front.
That's an even smaller hole, Greg. You're gonna rip it apart. You're not gonna be.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, well, we don't have to bring up that for our first date. All right, that was an accident.
So you've been dating Martha too. You didn't just ask her for.
Well, we dated briefly, but we've remained close since we stopped dating. It was.
Yeah.
And when was this, Greg? Because we've been married for the last 7 years.
You're married?
Me and Martha.
You're married?
Yeah, we're married. Look at my ring. Bling.
Yeah.
So why was I ever considered an option? What happened there? Jennifer, the lack of outrage you've shown right from the start of this conversation is quite frankly mind-boggling to me for a person who claims to be from a traditional French-Canadian home.
Listen.
Hey, my name's Thomas. I'll be your waiter this evening. What can I get you started with?
Is it a new one?
What?
No. Did some other guy try to take
your order? A guy already took our order.
No, don't. That's not. No, don't give that guy your credit card.
We haven't paid.
He does this.
We haven't paid yet.
Okay, great. So what can I get you?
Sorry, we were kind of.
Black bean soup?
I'd ordered a black bean soup, yeah.
Okay.
And.
Yeah, I wanted cheese enchiladas.
And two guava margaritas. Okay.
And a kimchi fried rice.
Kimchi fried rice.
Yeah, and a kimchi fried rice.
Yeah. And an old Duels.
Okay, great. Can I just get your credit card real quick so we can have it on file?
Have it on file.
Well, can I just get your credit card?
Hey, I got the drinks right here. Hey, get out of here.
Oh, no.
Get out of here. Let me get my...
I run away like the Roadrunner where my legs are a blur.
I'm so sorry about that guy. He comes in here all the time. He pretends the waiters don't actually work here and tries to steal credit card information. I'm just going to drop these drinks off at the table. Food will be right out. I am so sorry.
Listen, as a half French Canadian and a half Mexican Korean, I feel like this restaurant is needs new
money. Can we switch restaurants?
There's a lot going on.
Let's go to a different restaurant.
Yeah, let's switch restaurants.
Cut to a traditional Italian restaurant. Oh, my name's Michael. I'm going to be your waiter today. Is there anything I can get you for orders? Any drinks or a
pasta?
Let's go
to a different
restaurant. Wait, is it a traditional Italian restaurant?
No, we're not doing
this. This is not a believable accent to all of you?
No.
I was born in Italy. This is what we talk like. Come on.
Let's just go back to the other place.
Why don't we just go to a different restaurant entirely?
Okay. Let's go to a...
We can go to an Indian restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Let's cut to an Indian restaurant.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi. This seems totally normal to me. I have... Hi, can we get...
What
do you have
you
a
like?
Table that's... Do you have a table that's great for, like, determining who the father should be?
Do you have any tables
that the mother should be? Yes, the daddy table. Yes, we got one.
Oh you have a daddy table. Yes. I like the sound of that.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we can just sit over there.
So tell me about this a little bit. This is kind of crazy, don't you think? Like, you don't know who the mother is between these two
beautiful
ladies? Yeah,
so it's me. I know, right?
Well, you got that really quick.
I mean, it was a pretty it's a visually easy situation.
Oh, am I showing?
You're showing.
Am I showing?
You're pregnant with six kids, Greg.
For the dad table, you know, you're showing very big, and these two beautiful ladies, they're confused right now. So,
yeah,
I'll take you to the daddy table, and in your name, I will make it the mommy table.
Okay, thank you. I'll give you the very quick, easy to understand recap.
Okay.
I went to med school. I injected myself with a bunch of eggs. And now I'm pregnant with three sets of twins. And I'm going to birth them out the front. Yeah.
Out the front? Out of the pee-pee?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Oh. Do not eat the chicken tikka masala then.
What?
Because here we have very special, chicken tikka masala where it makes you poop out the pee pee and the butthole.
What?
Yes. Oh. It's our delicacy. It's a very
Let's go to a different restaurant. Come on.
Okay, cut to a Buffalo Wild Wings. Hey, welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings. Can I take your order? And I can just tell looking at the three of you, we kind of had a who's the mommy situation going on over here.
Yeah.
You got it.
I'm going to have to...
Does this happen often?
This happens. You would be surprised how often it happens. I'm just going to have to say right off the bat, don't order the buffalo wings.
What?
We have...
don't order the buffalo wings?
You can get
wings?
Any of the other wings, but the traditional buffalo wings... Just kind of a house specialty blend. It's gonna give you.
Let's go to Taco Bell.
Let's go to Taco.
Okay, yeah, you don't even want to know.
Hi, can I get a Crunchwrap Supreme, please, with black?
Yeah, I want Crunchwrap Supreme, black meat. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else can I get you?
A Baja Blast, please.
Okay, one Baja Blast for doing a special.
Thank you. Could I get the cheesy potatoes as well?
Okay, one cheesy potatoes, one Baja Blast, one Crunchwrap Supreme. What else can I get you?
Can I get...
Oh, so we're doing a...
Can I get a chicken quesarito?
Okay, one quesarito. What else?
No food for Greg. No food for Greg.
Yeah, no, I'm not hungry. That's fine.
Great.
I have to warn you, if you order the Baja Blast, I should have mentioned this earlier, it will cause anybody who's pregnant to give birth right on the spot.
That would actually be great. I think if...
Yeah,
let's just do that. Let's just see who the mother is.
Let's do that right now.
Okay, Greg.
It's the moment. It's the moment of truth.
Sippy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You drank it all. I wanted
some. Oh, he's shooting them out of his penis. Oh god. Oh god, Greg, your penis.
Oh, oh it's gosh. Ripped. It's ripped again.
You'll never be able to wear 5-inch shorts again.
Yeah, I'm never gonna be able to wear 5-inch shorts.
Well, hold on.
Look. They're all
these
wearing
babies,
little
babies
Taco
don't,
Bell headsets.
These babies don't look like either of us. These babies look like...
Yeah, they're wearing little Taco Bell headsets.
These babies look like Nicole Kidman.
We got two ideas. Which is it?
Well, they're both Nicole Kidman
hold on.
And Taco Bell.
The Taco Bell cashier, he's wearing a mask. Let me... Who is really under there? Nicole Kidman.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Scene.
I was racking my brain trying to think of that, Yamini. I'm so glad you said it. I'm never going to get it.
Okay. All right. Yamini, thank you so much for joining us back on the podcast. We love doing sane, grounded improv with you. Normal choices, normal premises.
I know, right?
It's a really great way to always spend our sane Sunday mornings. I love it.
I love having babies with Tony. That's
like... Yeah, that's what we do. I think collectively we have parent issues.
let's go to improv therapy.
That's like worse than saying stand up is your therapy.
No, I think that like someone should invent like a type of therapy where it's like improv, where you just like do a scene inspired by your trauma, like your family trauma.
Yeah, we could. Oh, we should do that as a podcast. We should have people come tell their trauma, Anthony, and then you and I can do improv based off of. We could do just two prov.
And we have them just like watch and.
And then at the end of the episode, we'll be like, "Did this help?"
Wow. Guys, BetterHelp is quaking right now.
Yeah, we're gonna have an absurd pricing model. It's gonna be $600. It's gonna be real good.
$600.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty cheap for
improv. Well, it's just one episode. Yeah. Chorizo.
Oh, look who it is.
Chorizo came in to say hi for the end of the episode. Yamini, is there anything that you'd like to plug here? Social media handles, shows, anything?
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at Yamini Does Comedy and on Twitter at Show Me the Yams, the Z. Oh.
Yamini?
Sorry. The dog tried to mute me. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Hey, now he's biting me. Look at
he's
this.
Very cute.
I love this. This is so cute.
Okay.
Well, I think we got it.
Okay, wait. I'll try again. So you can follow me on Instagram at Yamini Does Comedy and on Twitter at Show Me the Yams. If you're in LA, I run a monthly show called Chicago Tens, which is like a comedy variety show. So some musical comedy, some sketch, some stand-up, all of that jazz. And I have a podcast called Pillow Fight. We're on hiatus right now, but we'll be back
hell
this
yeah.
summer. So
hell yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Tony and Elliot yeah. went, cough.
No, don't be so damn desperate, Elliot. You have to play it cool.
Oh yeah, no, Tony and Elliot are on my list. We just I've just had a
yeah, no worries
hiatus due to oh my god, this dog is really trying to take off, make me Captain Hook right now.
All right, well, everyone, okay. Go ahead and follow Yamini on social media. Check out their show, Chicago Tens. A bunch of really talented comedians perform on that. Also, check out Yamini's podcast, Pillow Fighting. Sorry, this dog is so cute right now. Is it?
Are you trying to chloroform your dog? What are you doing?
I'm trying to have him.
Yamini is murdering her puppy on camera right now. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Remember to stay al dente.
And go ooh. Give it the male birth.
Mop it up. They're not going to get
mop
that.
It up.
That won't be in the episode.
Won't be in the episode.